After generations of PE, teachers and personal trainers goading us to touch our toes and get lower in our lunges, I now have the satisfaction to report they were wrong. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could not find any data to connect stretching to a lower rate of injury for athletes. And from what do we know, it might just be time to trade your back bends and butterflies for a few more push-ups and jumping jacks. Why is it always the easy stuff they cut out? All right, you athletes out there, we want to hear about your experiences with stretching. Do you have a method you swear by or a bit of folk wisdom that you've never really checked out? If you're one of those vindicated heretics who always skips the warm-ups, we want to hear from you, too. Our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or email us, TOTN at NPR.org. And joining us now from CDC headquarters in Atlanta to discuss the findings is Stephen Thacker, director of the Epidemiology Program Office and lead researcher on that study. Good of you to be with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So was I being overbroad in saying all those PE teachers were wrong?
Oh, I would never say my PE teacher was wrong. Basically, what we did in this study, we reviewed all the available evidence, both published and unpublished, that relate to the prevention of injuries in sports. What we found is there was no evidence to indicate that stretching before or after physical activity prevents injuries. We also didn't find that it showed any harm.
So it's not bad for you, but it's not particularly good for you either.
Right. Basically, what we found is that you would not depend upon stretching to prevent injuries. But there are other reasons you may want to stretch, not the least of which it might make you feel better.
Does this run across the board? In other words, for elite athletes, there's no reason to suspect stretching does them any good?
The evidence we had, the best evidence in the 360 papers and reports that were reviewed, came from only six controlled studies. And these controlled trials, which really help you pinpoint what is good and what is not so good, the best ones were done in military populations, young recruits.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can guess, the military doesn't like people out with injuries during their 10 to 12 weeks of basic training, so they had a vested interest in this. What they found is that the stretching did not prevent the injuries that they'd hoped to.
And nor does the Army employ people who have problems with range of motion. So this does not, what your studies, your survey does not show what effect stretching might have for people who are trying to recover from an injury and might not be in prime physical condition.
Absolutely. What we're looking at here is the prevention of injuries and physical activity. Now, I think this would be of importance and interest to recreational athletes also. But one of the points we made in our paper is the need to do research in this population, because CDC, as you probably know, is encouraging people to increase their physical activity for health reasons.
Mm-hmm. And stretching doesn't give you a lot of aerobic benefit or reduce a lot of calories.
No. But what we do encourage from people who want to begin physical activity is to warm up adequately. Warming up increases the blood flow and the oxygen to your muscles to get them ready for their physical activity, whether it's competing in basketball and hockey or if it's walking and doing aerobics.
But there are a lot of different levels of that, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
If you're a walker, couldn't you just start out walking slowly?
That's exactly what we would recommend. And if you're similarly, your aerobics, you should warm up a little bit. And I think the specific thing to be helpful is whatever activity you're going to do, I would do that activity, but more slowly and more deliberately as you warm up.
And, in fact, some of us could take that slow and deliberate part as our entire workout.
Some could.
Some could. We're speaking with Stephen Thacker. He's director of the Epidemiology Program Office at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's director of a study of research on stretching. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation, coming to you from NPR News. And let's get a phone call on the line. This is Todd, and Todd's with us from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, how are you doing?
Okay.
Great. This is my second time calling in.
Oh, great.
I appreciate you taking it. Hey, listen, I started stretching when I was 7 years old when I started playing soccer, and I'm 32 years old now. And I played a lot of baseball in high school and college and some minor league baseball for 3 years after college, and I found that stretching helped me not necessarily to avoid injury, but help me recover from workouts. Did you find that in your studies?
That wasn't really pinpointed what we did, but I think that's very reasonable. Part of what happens after you work out, you have to cool down. Mm-hmm. And this is a good part of the cool down. In fact, that's what I do. I don't stretch before, but I stretch afterwards to be part of my cool down. And actually, as you probably noticed, feels good.
Absolutely. Well, now that I'm 32, I need to stretch more just so I feel better.
I vaguely remember 32.
Well, I seem to vaguely remember some advice of people saying, you know, if you're going to do strenuous exercise, you ought to do as much stretching as you do exercise.
Well, the evidence from our studies did not indicate that that was beneficial. And so, again, I would look at stretching as not something to prevent injury. In certain athletic endeavors like gymnastics, where you actually stretch beyond the normal range of motion, you may need to do extra stretching. But for someone who's going to jog for 60 minutes, I wouldn't stretch for 60 minutes beforehand.
Okay, Todd, thanks very much for the call, and I guess we can say happy baseball season.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Coach Ribe.
Is it just stretching, writes Clay Fendley, or can we now pass on the warm-up altogether? And I think you just talked about that.
Well, I think it's very important to do the warm-up for the reasons that I indicated. And I think that does prepare the muscle for the physical activity that you're going to do. And I think is an important part of preparation for sports activities.
Another caller now. Neil joins us on the line from Indianapolis.
Hi, how are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Great, great. I am an amateur triathlete, and there are a small group of people that I think have kind of always thought this way, that stretching is actually can be relatively stressful to your muscles. And we, and as triathletes, we always like to take the least stress path is always the best path. Whatever, you know, whatever damage we can eliminate to our muscles is damage that we want to avoid. So this is kind of something that isn't new to some of us. But I guess my question to, is that have they done any studies that say that stretching relieves soreness? Because I think a lot of people kind of tie those two together.
Yeah, in our literature review, we did come across the question of soreness, and there's not a lot of literature, but there is some, and it is certainly doesn't demonstrate that stretching prevents soreness. Although there's some studies on both sides of that issue. It was something we looked at because it was related to what we were doing, but it wasn't the primary aspect of our research.
We had an email on this point from Marjorie Kruger. While stretching, she writes, may not prevent injury, I'm convinced it does relieve pain and stiffness significantly. I had severe pain in my knees after a few hours of skiing. I consulted a sports medicine doctor. He recommended I always stretch my quadriceps and hip flexors, etc., before and in the midst of skiing. I think she probably meant between the runs, not in the middle of the runs. Anyway, when I do this, I am pain-free, except for falls. When I don't, I'm in pain. Pretty convincing evidence for me.
I think individuals, a bottom line for each of the callers and for this woman is that individuals do need to listen to their bodies. And as I said, it does make you feel better. But again, in prevention of injuries, which was the focus of what we were talking about, it wasn't demonstrated to be effective.
Yeah, I've never stretched significantly, but I really can't emphasize enough how important it is to warm up, because I don't get nearly the same efficiency and the same kind of endurance that I do if I don't warm up. I mean, it's really a night and day difference. But I appreciate your study. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Neil, for the phone call. Stephen Thacker, was this a result you expected when you started to look at this data?
Well, the reason that we looked at this is because it's an important part of what CDC is encouraging, is physical activity, mm-hmm. and an important aspect of what everyone does. And we didn't really have an expectation. We'd been aware of the literature that suggested it may not be all it was put up to be. So what we decided to do was see what's the evidence. So we systematically reviewed all the available literature. We contacted experts in the field for further studies. And this would have surprised my PE teacher.
We need more study then.
Yes. There's a lot of areas. We need to study the recreational athlete in particular. We need to study if there's differences by age groups. And this is, again, prevention. It's not therapeutic stretching we're talking about.
Stephen Thacker, thanks very much for being with us today.
I'm glad to be of help.
Stephen Thacker directs the CDC's Epidemiology Program Office, and he spoke to us today from their headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. And now we're all going to get our togs on, get ready, and we're going to do the Talk of the Nation stretching exercise. Wait a minute. I see some people in Indianapolis. They're not ready yet. We'll wait for you. Come on. All right. All right. It begins when I say, in Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.
And it's time for hips. Long sitting position. Right on over the